listen to this music right now. And what is the image you have of the family, of the home, of the mother? And the question I want to ask you is, June Cleaver, let's leave it to Beaver, is that the model we want for homes today, for women today? Or, wait a minute, let's ask a different question. Is what the Apostle Paul, and this is the important question, is what he said in the book of Timothy and the book of Titus about the role of women, is that legitimate today? Is it not legitimate? Or here's another question. The New Testament teaches there's a gift of hospitality. Is that gift of hospitality a legitimate gift today? If it is, should Bible colleges and seminaries be teaching about that gift and equipping women if they have this gift, or in their role as a mother or as a housewife? Should colleges and seminaries be equipping women to minister in this fashion? With us to talk about it, we have Doctors Page and Dorothy Patterson from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Welcome to the program, Drs. Patterson and Patterson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
Let me just say, folks, that Dr. Paige Patterson is the 2-time president of the Southern Baptist Convention, 1-time president of Criswell College, the defining presidency of this institution. I had the privilege of attending under his leadership. And Dr. Dorothy Patterson is professor of theology at Southwestern Seminary as well. And so, Drs. Patterson, you have been raising quite a stir here in the media. I saw that you were on Fox News the other day debating. The bloggers are going crazy. Tell us what you're doing at Southwestern Seminary that is raising the eyebrows of some folks out there in women's preparation.
Well, quite frankly, Dr. Johnson, it's an astonishment to me that anybody has any question about this, given the condition of homes in America, with divorce rates still rising, with child abuse around every corner, with wife abuse on everybody's list of concerns, and so forth and so on. So along comes a school and says, okay, we want to give some real attention to the home, and it is our desire to prepare a group of women in what used to be called home economics, but that just really means the law of the house, and we want to train these women in a baccalaureate and humanities degree, which requires everything everybody else is taking over here in that humanities degree, but add to that a concentration in homemaking. And so that's what we have done. And we continue to be astonished that anybody has a problem with that. And I have concluded that the only reason anybody has a problem with it is ideological.
You know, you have said this is more than cookie baking emphasis. Let's talk a little more about the nuts and bolts. What are you going to be studying?
Well, I think I'll let Mrs. Patterson tell you the homemaking concentration on it. But let me say that up front, they have to take 2 years of Greek, 2 years of Latin.
That's good.
they have to take the History of Western Ideas program, which is basically a great books of the Western World program, where they're going to be reading most of those and acquainting themselves thoroughly with Western civilization. And then the student then has an opportunity to major, to have a concentration in music or education or history or homemaking. And the homemaking curriculum, specifically that part of the 129-hour degree that is in homemaking, Mrs. Patterson, will you tell them what's on that one?
Well, it's approximately a little over 20 hours of work, and we start what I'll be teaching this fall. Actually, is a biblical model for the home and family. And I think that's a foundational course that should be in all college curriculums, frankly, and I'm delighted that we're able to offer it here at Southwestern in this concentration. We also have the value of a child, and of course there are some people who are very offended that we would think of teaching a course on the value of a child. They say, why don't you do parenting? Mm. Well, of course, as I said earlier in the day in another interview, you do start with seeing the child as valuable before you're willing to invest the hours it takes in parenting. So that course is going to involve much more than just saying a child is valuable, but we'll be looking to God's Word to see what He has to say about the gift of life, the gift of a child. Then we have some specialty courses that would go in a concentration like this in nutrition, meal preparation, mm-hmm. and basics of design, textiles, clothing construction with lab work. And it amazes me, Dr. Johnson, that some of our friends want to do away with the whole fashion industry. They don't want to have any institutional cafeterias in the schools. They don't want to have any kind of hospitality things with the hotels and restaurants and so forth. I mean, a basic degree in humanities with this concentration is only a foundational program in which you can see whether or not these things appeal to you. So even if a woman isn't intending to give her life to her home and family, and I happen to think that's a good idea, but even if she, from the very beginning, wants to pursue some professional career, it gives her a chance to see whether or not she enjoys these particular mundane tasks that are at the basis of many career aspirations. And then in addition to that, we have, of course, a practicum, because you do have to be able to put these things into right. practice. And we have an orientation course, which is an hour to give you an overview. So that's kind of the basic makeup of these brief hours that are part of our concentration.
I'm noticing that the new pastor of First Baptist Dallas, Dr. Robert Jeffress, his wife, Amy, is a graduate of the University of Texas at Austin with a Bachelor of Science in Homemaking from the University of Texas at Austin. And, you know, I know, for as a matter of fact, that in years gone by, the Secular Academy actually affirmed home economics, homemaking, and this kind of emphasis. But we know where our culture has gone with this, and we know that our culture is undermining the role of the woman and homemaking and so forth and motherhood. But I am a little surprised that Christians, even Baptist or some Southern Baptist, would be in the cynics corner on this. And I really want to get to the scripture for a moment, because this school, Criswell College and Southwestern Seminary, we're about the Christian worldview. Could either one of you just talk about the biblical calling of a wife, of a mother, and the responsibility of the church to provide training to women in the church, and particularly how pastors' wives ought to be equipped, first of all, to do these things themselves, but later to pass that on to the next generation?
Well, Dr. Johnson, while my wife is getting ready to respond to that, let me just add a page to it. I'd noticed that about Mrs. Jeffress, and I'm also holding in my hands right now a piece that was just handed me from the Baylor University catalog, present Baylor University catalog, and their course on family and consumer sciences.
Yes.
their major on family and consumer sciences, but our attackers have not focused on Baylor at all, but on our program. And that's what tells me that this is not about the homemaking program. It's about some very bad attitudes that exist out there, and it's purely personal.
You're listening to Jerry Johnson Live. We're talking to Dr. Paige Patterson, Dr. Dorothy Patterson. And let me say, Dr. Dorothy Patterson has written the Woman's Study Bible. She's the editor of that project, and then she's general editor for the Women's Evangelical Commentary of the New Testament. Mrs. Patterson, Dr. Dorothy Patterson, could you just talk to us about the biblical mandate of women teaching women skills for motherhood and being a wife?
Of course, the main focus in a positive way of the New Testament on women and their responsibilities happens to be from the pen of the Apostle Paul in the book of Titus, in which he addressed spiritually mature women. Presbyutidas is the Greek word. It's hapax, and one used only there, but it can be translated different ways. It can be translated older women, but the idea, I think, is more women who are immersed in Scripture, who know the Word of God. They are to teach the younger women, naos, the women who are new and fresh to the faith, and he gives them a curriculum. And I'll have to admit, Dr. Johnson, when I first read that years ago, I'm thinking, well, this is an unusual curriculum for the church and women. Why aren't we teaching these women evangelism? Why aren't we teaching them how to build a good soup kitchen and feed the hungry, and why aren't we doing some more productive things that we think of in ministry? But, you know, as the years have rolled by, I have become more and more convinced that for whatever reason, God chose to use the metaphor of the home and family in revealing himself. He calls himself Father. He calls us his children. He calls heaven home. He speaks of the church as the bride of Christ. There's all kinds of imagery throughout Scripture in which God, by his own choice, chose to reveal himself in the terms that we use in the home. And if that's the case, then it would seem to me that if we are going to equip women for ministries in the kingdom, whatever those ministries are, one of the most basic things we want to give them is exactly what Paul said. He said, we teach the women to be lovers of their husbands, lovers of their children. We teach them to be home workers. And then he uses a lot of character qualities, too, and we would challenge them because they have to build their character. It seems to me that the degree that Southwestern Seminary has fashioned here is doing exactly that to the best of our ability. I always hasten to say it is not a program for every woman. It's a choice. It's one of, just like music, we have a concentration in music. Now, I don't know why they're not honest about that. Do you think we should waste time teaching people music in college? Why are we doing that? What about some of the other education? What if she decides to be a school teacher? What are we doing training school teachers? Well, Mary Crowley, who, as you know, was one of the greatest women who ever lived in the congregation of First Baptist Church Dallas, she's now with the Lord, she had a little saying that stuck indelibly in my mind. She said, being a Christian is not doing certain things, but it's doing everything a certain way.
Hey, we've got to stop with that point. We're out of time. We're on a hard break. Dr. Paige Patterson, Dr. Dorothy Patterson, when we come back, how are we going to get back to the biblical model of the family? We'll take your calls. We'll talk more with the Pattersons. We'll be right back after this break.
Generations of ministry leaders have one common point, a ministry education from the Criswell College in Dallas. To date, ministry leaders from the Criswell College are in service all over the world. With the fall term just around the corner, your education can follow the same distinguished path. An education from Criswell is grounded on the Christian worldview, witness, and God's Word, the Bible. The Word and worldview focus of Criswell gives you a more effective witness to a world that needs Jesus Christ and prepares you for kingdom service. The fall semester registration is August 15th, 16th, and 17th. Classes begin August 20th. See Criswell.edu for details on classes and the Master of Arts in Christian Leadership degree. Criswell students are ready for the challenges of today's ministry environment. Classes in evangelism, missions, preaching, communications, all are fully accredited, and small class sizes point the focus to your success. Find out more at 800-899-0012 and on the web at Criswell.edu.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
All right, you'll remember that's the Brady Bunch. And folks, we've seen the American family change in its composition, the idea of a family, and the function of the father, the mother, the way the children interact with the father and the mother, a good bit of change there. We're talking today with Dr. Paige Patterson, Dr. Dorothy Patterson, there at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Dr. Paige Patterson is the president. Dr. Dorothy Patterson is teaching theology and particularly heading up an emphasis, a homemaking common concentration in homemaking for the women at the college. And they've had a fair bit of criticism about this. Drs. Patterson, let me ask you this. From Baylor to the University of Texas, we've seen recent and current emphasis on homemaking. No complaints there. But when a conservative institution sets about to do this, we have our critics. And I think that's because the family has changed in America. I think it's because people are thinking about family differently, and they just do not accept what the Bible says. Now, I want to read this scripture you've already mentioned, Titus 2:4. The older women are to admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Now, we understand the critics on the outside of the church, but for Christians, isn't it just a matter of whether or not they really believe this text?
Sure. I think that's the whole point, Dr. Johnson. It's one of those things where you look at God's Word and you make a choice. is this applicable for me? Do I want to stand under it, or have I gone beyond that, and do I have other things like experience and culture that I want to look to? We've said very clearly that we're not even saying this program is for every woman.
Right.
We're saying that a woman who has in her heart that she wants to be equipped to not only have a good classical education so that she is familiar with the great literature of the world, and she wants the biblical foundational courses because whatever God gives her to do, she feels that's a vital part of the preparation. And then she says, you know, I'd just like to be able to have a hospitable, welcoming home, whether I marry or not, whether I bear children or not. I'd like to know how to do some of these things. I was just looking at an email that came through from a woman here in our own state, not a Baptist. She said she read about this in a secular newspaper, and she said, the skills your program will teach are lessons women used to learn from their grandmothers and mothers.
Yes.
I'm in my 30s, and I found it difficult to find places to learn these basic skills. I applaud Southwestern Seminary for offering this program, and I'm sure it will be well received.
You know, I'm looking at an email right here in front of me that's come in from a listener. Here's what they say. I'm a part of a generation which was raised on fish sticks and corn dogs. By the time Mom picked me up from childcare, prepared dinner, and helped me with homework, little time remained for her to homemake. And the email goes on to say, you know, where is the current generation going to learn these skills that many of their mothers did not practice and certainly did not teach or hand down or pass down? I think there's a real practical reason for this kind of a program.
Most definitely. Just general hygiene, health, mealtime, nutrition. We're plagued with obesity, so many other different things. We all need some good lessons that come out of a program like this.
Well, let's talk about, you've got a conference coming up, Reclaiming a Biblical View of Family, because I think this is part of a larger trend in our culture. Talk to us about this conference and what you hope to accomplish.
Well, we do have a conference coming up in which we will be focusing on the biblical view of the family, and this is a conference that will be well attended based on what we're seeing so far, and the spokesmen who will come to it are people who are very committed to seeing what is sometimes called a traditional family. I'm more interested in calling it the biblical
yes.
family, in which biblical values such as love and loyalty and kindness and generosity and all the other virtues are taught in that family, as well as the skills necessary in order to have a happy and a happy, wonderful home. One of the groups that we're trying to reach in all of this, just consider the enormous number of people from Southern Baptist Life, for example, that go overseas to give their lives to people of other ethnic backgrounds and other nationalities. And they do that, and oftentimes, like several couples we've been with lately when we've been in other countries, are doing so in situations where they don't even have running water in their home. They've got to know how to make a home literally out of nothing, and we're trying to minister to those also.
The dates on that conference, Dr. Johnson, are September 13 and 14, and of course they can go, your listeners can go to our website, www.swbts.edu, to get detailed information, but I do think my husband is right in saying it's going to be a very strategic conference, and I think well attended because the subject is important.
Now I'm going to ask you a crazy question. The Russian population has been shrinking since the early 1990s, and there's this strange story out today that in one region of Russia, the government has proposed September 12, that's the day before your conference, as a day of conception. And they're giving people time off from work to procreate. Talk about the relationship between what's happened in Russia and actually what's happening in America, and that is declining rates of childbirth. Our population is static and or declining in terms of childbirth. And the big picture here on family, on home, on child rearing, embracing children.
Well, I saw that press release too, and unfortunately it even goes further. It is a day for procreation regardless of whether or not you have established a covenant relationship
right.
in marriage.
That's bad.
And some are even being paid. The same. There is a trend in other countries. I saw something while we were traveling overseas this summer about another country that's paying couples
right.
to have children.
You have a number of countries that the population rate is so low, the population reproduction is so low, that near panic conditions are setting in. Very frankly, Great Britain has a very
yes.
real problem with that right now, too, that we were seeing statements about in the newspaper while we were there recently. And it all boils down to the fact that we've got a culture of death, not a culture of life. And the culture of death does not put a value upon having children, nurturing them, and bringing them up in a happy relationship where they get a good view of life.
And is so it a culture wonder. Of materialism instead of a culture of service?
Exactly.
Well, God bless you for your efforts. And we love Southwestern Seminary. We love the Pattersons here at Criswell College. And we wish you Godspeed in this program.
Well,
and if any
you.
Of your ladies want to have an exciting look at God's Word on biblical womanhood, if your listeners, you tell them to come on over to Southwestern because we're going to be there doing it.
All right, the website is SWBTS, SWBTS.edu. Just look around on that website. You'll find the homemaking concentration. You'll find this conference, A Biblical View of Family, Womanhood, and Manhood, September 13 and 14. Thank you, Drs. Patterson and Patterson.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right, folks, what do you think? We've got time maybe for a quick call or two, 800-881-9270, 800-881-9270. Do you think this is a throwback to the 50s? Or do you think this is a throwback to the Bible and actually what the Bible expects of men, of women, of the church? Is there a preferred role for women? Or actually, I guess we could ask this question, just a legitimate role for women as mothers, as wives, to manage the home, to plan the meals, to do the shopping, to work within a budget, to provide discipline, to teach the children, to take care of the clothing, whether they go buy it or they make it. Is that legitimate? And are some Christians here and even Baptists misguided in their criticisms of this? And what about the gift of hospitality, after all? That is listed in the gifts in the New Testament. Is that gift a kind of a secondary gift? We've got Gail on the line from Fort Worth. Gail, what's your comment on this?
Well, I think today the concept of homemaker has just been destroyed, I think, because the concept of homemaker to some women, I believe, might be a thumb held down and pressed where there's no independence. That's, you know, what I'm thinking. But as a homemaker myself, a mother and a wife, I believe that a homemaker is the most important thing in a person's life.
Thank you, Gail.
Life.
Thank you so much for that comment. Let's go on to Adam from Waco. Adam, what do you think of this program? Is this biblical or just a senseless throwback to the 50s?
Yeah, Jerry, I just I have to agree. I really like what Southwest Seminary is doing there. Honestly, what I'd like to see is more of that being brought into our churches and seeing that more filtered through discipleship and a lot of the younger generations, and not just with the women, but with the men as well.
Hey, thanks, Adam, for that call. Let's go to one other caller. Jake on the line from San Angelo. In San Angelo, we've got KCRN. Thank you for calling, Jake. What's your view?
I really appreciate you guys having stuff like this on. When my wife and I first got married about 5 years ago, we now have four kids, and we made a deal that my wife is going to stay home. She's going to take care of the house and have that role. And, you know, we try really hard to be able to express the man in the relationship, the woman's role in the relationship, and how it all works out. And it's really just neat to see seminaries stepping up like this.
Thanks,
and taking
Jake.
This head on.
Thank you. Well, 3-0 so far on this topic with the Pattersons, with Southwestern Seminary, with Criswell College.